Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here's 3-2. You got him. Right. Justin Brewer. 1-2-3, top of the ninth.
Cardinals made a trade. That's right. They have acquired a left-handed pitcher by the name of Justin Brewer for cash.
Is it considered a trade if it's for cash?
Well, yeah, you trade money. It doesn't have to be people, I don't think.
Isn't that just a purchase?
We're going to find out from Lynn Worthy, the Cardinals writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who joins us on 104.1 FM KMOX. How's it going, Lynn?
It's going well. Good morning. Happy New Year. All those things.
Yeah. So semantically.
Yeah. Is it a trade if you give cash for a player?
Technically, yes. I mean, of course, obviously this one here is, you know, people will want to put Dry January on pause so they can go out and celebrate this one, of course.
Lynn's coming in swinging. Wait,
so you're saying this deal's not going to move the needle much?
Well, it's, it's one of those ones that, the ones that you have to make every year, or you should make every year, where you're trying to bolster your bullpen and find sort of under the radar guys that may be key contributors for you. And on the surface, it looks like Brewer is one of those guys where I'm not sure if there was a usage thing or what was going on, if he made an adjustment, but it looks like his strikeout rate went up a little bit this past year, and he's a left-handed reliever, and they don't really have a whole lot of those in the 40-man group right now. And if JoJo Romero becomes a trade chip, which is sort of been rumored, then you'll need some depth there. So it's a trade that makes sense, but I don't think it's changing their win total too much right now.
Well, just on the surface, it looks like a guy who has been pretty successful against lefties. He is a lefty himself. Do you think that's how they plan to use him, or are they trying to expand it and see if he can get right-handers out too?
I would think you'd start off as a left-handed, specialist, or anybody who's a specialist. You've got to be able to do a little bit of both. But, a guy you look at, again, is a lefty reliever to get left-handers out. And depending on how the rest of the bullpen looks and shakes out, he is a guy who's got a little bit of, experience. So, and depending on who else gets moved, they might not have a whole lot of experience back there. So it's one of those moves, like I say, you got to make it, and it makes sense. But I don't think it's moving the needle.
Lynn Worthy from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch covering the Cardinals. And I know that Cardinals fans are, I think a lot of them, not everybody, there are a lot of fans who do understand what is happening now, but then there are also those who are pretty impatient about what's happening, and they want the team to be good. They want them to be good quickly. They want them to move quickly on making trades like Arenado and Donovan and so on and so forth. Just how much action do you think we're going to see here in the next few weeks, with spring training beginning, what, middle of next month?
Yeah, to me, I feel like it's going to most likely be slower rather than fast. Like you say, people are impatient, but I feel like the front office has to be patient, whether that's, with Donovan. I feel like that's one of those trades where they don't have to make the deal. I know everybody feels like, okay, it's been talked about so much, and you've been so many rumors that, like, this is something that has to get done, and when's it going to get done? But if you're the Cardinals' perspective, it's like, you don't have to trade him if you're not getting what you feel like is worth it for you. I mean, he's a guy that you could still put in your lineup, move around. He could still be a good piece for you, and then maybe he gets traded later on down the line. Arenado, I feel like, is different. Arenado, I don't that one's a tough one to go into the season with him still there. I mean, I think that's, and he's even said that, you know, at the end of the last season when they did the farewell thing and talking to him afterwards, you know, to the media after in the clubhouse, I think his phrase was, you know, he felt he used something along the lines of being in the way in terms of they needing to go with the young guys and see what they got. And he felt like he was a little bit in the way of that. So when you do the farewell, he's even said that about being in the way. I mean, I don't know how you go back from that one. But Donovan, I feel like, you know, they can set a high bar and hold on for what they want. And they don't have to make that deal if they're not getting it. Arenado, I feel like has to get done, but that one also takes time too, just because, you know, there's the no trade. There's a market out there where there's, you know, other guys, whether that's Bregman or who else, teams are looking at, where it might take those things to get done before you can actually move Arenado.
There was reporting last week that the Angels were interested in Arenado. Yesterday, Buster Olney and Jesse Rogers sort of reiterated that the market is slow on him right now. So, I mean, how slow is it, Lynn, and is it possible, or let me ask it this way, how possible is it that we could start the 2026 season and Arenado is still on the roster?
I mean, I think it's, I guess it's possible. I just, you know, personally, I don't see that as being a good thing for the Cardinals, because I feel like him being moved also opens up room for them to be able to get young guys in the lineup, get at-bats for guys that they need to get at-bats for. So, I mean, I guess in theory it's possible. You know, and Keim has come out and said that releasing him was not an option. And while I believe its value, I also feel like even if it was an option or if it was the, you know, last resort, I don't think he can come out and say that, because if you come out and say that, you know, yeah, that's an option, then you're definitely not trading them. You're not getting anything like that. You blow up any chance of trading them. So even if that is an option that, you know, they could go to down the line if they don't feel like the trade is going to happen, I don't think he can come out and say it. So, but yeah, I feel like that, I guess it is possible in theory, but I think that's just a bad situation for the Cardinals, even worse than, I mean, like last year, obviously, they said they were going to try and trade him. It never happened, and it didn't really end up being, you know, that bad of a situation. But now that they've sort of flipped the page into a really full rebuild and they've already had the send-off and you've got guys that you need to get in the lineup, as you go forward and try and figure out what the core looks like, he really would be in the way of that.
So far, the Cardinals have done a lot of dealing with the Boston Red Sox, and that is a team that Chaim Bloom used to work for. And there hasn't been a lot of it, but there's been some, I don't know if joking or mocking or at least some attention paid to the fact that that's who he's dealt with. I mean, does that bother you? Does that register to you that the only real team that he's been up until this deal was the Boston Red Sox?
Not really, because when you talk about the prospects they've gotten back, it's one of those things where you have some familiarity. And some of them, actually, I think, weren't even in the organization when he was there. But some of them obviously were. And also, I mean, I guess to go backwards to like the Mets deal was still like Mo was running things. So like people put that one on Chaim too. And I'm not really sure that I count that one because Mo was running things. But however you want to look at that. The ones this offseason have clearly been Chaim running it, and it's been the Red Sox. And I think when you talk about prospects, you know, there's probably a level of familiarity with the guys there or the guys who are younger major league pitchers, and he's got some familiarity with them. So that's almost sort of a natural thing there in some ways, because there, you know, there's always uncertainty when you're making trades, when you're going out and acquiring guys from other organizations. So when you have that extra background, it probably helps a little bit. So I don't think that's too crazy. And again, I don't really even put, like, you know, sometimes people say, oh yeah, well, Dustin May was with the Red Sox too. I was like, yeah, you know, he was there way after Chaim was there. So again, there's some of it looks a little bit, you can make it look like a little bit worse than what it is. I don't really put a whole lot of stock in that. I think it's probably smart to have some familiarity with certain guys. It lined up in terms of the needs, because the Red Sox didn't go and aggressively pursue somebody like Pete Alonso. So Wilson Contreras becomes an option for them. So I don't think it's really too out of whack.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I know we've talked a lot about Arenado. Is there a situation where the Cardinals, in a trade scenario, would really have the upper hand? Or like, oh, yes, they have leverage here? Or is it going to take a lot of really smart dealing from Heim Bloom?
Yo, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of leverage, at least not in my mind. Cause I think it's going to be one of those ones with the amount of money that he's owed where they're going to have to eat some money again, which they've shown that they're willing to do with the Sonny Gray and Contreras deals. And then also you have, that Arenado has the choice on whether or not he actually wants to go. So I don't think there is a whole lot of leverage for the Cardinals in dealing him, which is another reason that I think it's, there's going to have to be patience there, and it could take some time. But again, just going into the season with that feels to me like they'd be setting themselves back when they need to be moving forward and looking forward.
And sorry, and even like with other players as they're looking to, construct this new lineup, is there a player or a situation where you see them having leverage?
In terms of, I'm not sure if
any other trades that they might make.
I think it sounds like Jojo Romero has some interest out there and is a, the left-handed relief to where we started with the Brühl addition. Them being able to have a little bit of depth and being able to work from a position of strength somewhat, whereas you don't have to trade JoJo, but there seems to be interest and it makes sense to maybe deal him. I think that one is one where they have a little bit of leverage in terms of, being able to shop him to different teams, being able to hold out and to try and get something, I don't know if you're going to get a top prospect, or maybe you get something that potentially is a little bit better than, just a flyer on a guy. So I think that one is one where they're dealing with a little bit of a better situation in terms of their options, as opposed to Arenado, where it's really just you got to try and see what you can get and probably have to pay a whole lot of money and make sure that he signs off on it. And you probably have to wait until some of the free agent stuff, some of those guys are off the table to see what's left. But I think when it comes to JoJo and potentially if they move him, that one should be a different situation where they can be in a little bit better position to deal from.
Just last thing before we go here, Lynn, as it is very early in Heim Bloom's tenure as the president of baseball operations, do you have any sort of very early thoughts about him?
He seems just early on, it seems pretty straightforward in what he wants to do. I think he seems to really, one of the first things he said after we had that introductory press conference and then he sat down with a group of reporters, he really wanted to restructure some things, I think, behind the scenes. And it sounds like he's done that. It's not the types of things that, become real evident to fans, but whether that's front office additions or moving people around into the different responsibilities. It seemed like that was something that was very important to him, or that he felt like was important for the organization, having taken that full year plus to really analyze what was going on. I think he's a guy that, he seems to be pretty straightforward in terms of how he speaks about what's going on. He really seems to have a real knowledge of what he wants to do in terms of changing the front office and changing the organization and what it's going to look like. And I think he's pretty steadfast in his approach. Like, I don't think he's going to go into a rebuild and then start changing course in the middle of it. Or I think he's going to stick to the path that he's laid out. And I think he's going to be pretty stringent with that. It's going to be interesting to see, assuming they get to a point where they're ready to sort of make those next steps, what that looks like, just because, he had a crazy situation in Boston where as soon as he came in, he had to sort of break the thing down. So it'll be interesting to see, like, that's the part that's interesting to me is what does that look like when it's time to start making moves to improve this team, to put it in a position to make a run. That part, I don't really feel like I have a sense of, but I'm interested to see that.
Lynn Worthy, appreciate talking Cardinals baseball with you. Thank you for joining us today.